From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's prime minister holds a slight edge in the national electoral vote. In Israel, a preliminary count of some 70% of the votes from the country's parliamentary elections Tuesday show Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party with nearly 24% of the vote over the center-left Zionist Union Party of Isaac Herzog with some 19%. Mr. Netanyahu's already claimed victory to a fourth term in office. Analyst Russell Stone of American University in Washington says pre-election surveys indicated the election outcome was going to be close.
Who would come out the one or two seats ahead seesawed back and forth. In the last few days, it appeared that the Zionist Union might come out ahead. So that is a surprise, but it's only a one or two seat surprise. It's not a major swing by any means.
Both major parties expected to win more seats than was projected. Neither candidate expected to win a 61-seat parliamentary majority. Both are attempting to persuade smaller groups to form a coalition. Nigeria says it's begun the final onslaught against the Islamist insurgency Boko Haram a day after declaring the militants had been ejected from the northeast town of Bama in Borno State, which they have held since September. The military says it already has cleared the northern states of Yobe and Adamawa of Boko Haram fighters. Schools in the recently retaken town of Shangui in Adamawa State have reopened, but fewer students reported to classes than hoped on Tuesday, according to head teacher Jules Baramaeus.
The number of students that are coming to school now is far below expectation, because we are supposed to be about 700 students, but now not up to 200 are coming to school.
Newly equipped Nigerian soldiers have joined forces with troops from Chad and Niger to have turned the tide against Boko Haram just days before scheduled March 28 national elections. This is VOA News. Iran's nuclear chief says Iranian officials have reached a mutual understanding with the U.S. and its negotiating partners on most issues in nuclear talks, but Washington remains cautious. Ali Akbar Salehi told Iranian state television one important difference remains that officials will try to resolve by late Tuesday. He said if that happens, all parties will be in agreement on technical matters being discussed in Switzerland. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the two sides have made substantial progress over the past year, but that there is only a 50% chance at best of reaching an agreement.
In the mind of the president, the odds have not moved, that we are in a situation where we are at best. It's a 50-50 proposition that a deal will be completed before the end of March.
The spokesman says Iran will have to make tough and specific commitments that include what he called extraordinary and intrusive outside inspections of its nuclear program. Officials of the talks are trying to get closer to an outline of an agreement that would ensure Iran's nuclear program is peaceful in exchange for a gradual easing of economic sanctions that have hurt the country's economy. U.S. and Cuban diplomats have concluded a third round of talks on restoring diplomatic relations, Cuba said Tuesday, without offering details on what was discussed. Jen Psaki is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
This was one of what will likely be many discussions. They could be at the assistant secretary level. They also could be at the level or through our interest section on the ground as well.
The top U.S. diplomat for Latin America, Roberta Jacobson, and Cuba's top diplomat for U.S. affairs, Josefina Vidal, met in Havana Monday and Tuesday for the talks, which were described as open-ended. Guinea has reportedly experienced a new series of Ebola cases, including the infection of three doctors. According to the World Health Organization, Guinea, where the latest epidemic was first detected more than a year ago, has had three consecutive weeks of rising cases. Those new cases are said to have occurred in the capital Conakry in the southwestern town of Forcaria. Reuters quotes a member of a country's anti-Ebola task force as saying poor surveillance methods are to blame for the increase in cases. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., another four American aid workers have been flown home from Sierra Leone for monitoring following possible exposure to the deadly virus. Tuesday's arrival brings to 15 the number of Americans flown home from Sierra Leone since Friday. They may have been exposed to an American clinician who came down with Ebola last week while working for the charity Partners in Health. He remains in critical condition at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland. And Lesotho's new prime minister, Pakadita Mosaseedi, was sworn into office Tuesday, 2 weeks after forming a coalition government. His Democrat Congress defeated incumbent Thomas Tabani's All-Basotho Congress. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.